27 before on Monday morning. John and Glenn, it's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. If you've got small children, did this happen in your house yesterday? You got everybody ready. They ate most of their breakfast. You got them in the car off to Mass. And you've said to your husband or you said to your wife, hey, this is going pretty. The kids are pretty good. Then you get to Mass and stand up for the opening hymn, and it's like a trigger. They just start misbehaving, and you go, oh, no. So what do you do when you've got the rabble-rousing kids during that Mass? What happens? We've got solutions. We've got help, because Colleen Duggan's been there as author of Good Enough is Good Enough, Confessions of an Imperfect Catholic Mom. You read her in Catholic Digest, CatholicMom.com. You hear her here on Relevant Radio. Colleen, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I wonder how many moms were nodding their heads and just introducing you, saying, yeah, we were there yesterday. Yep, we were there yesterday.
Well, you know, we've added a little extra fun to our Sunday morning routine because we have religious ed before Mass now because I have two kids making sacraments. So, you know, it's not just getting to Mass, but we also have to get them to religious ed on time before we actually go to Mass.
Oh, okay. So that's good. That's almost a warm up for Mass, though, right? So then they're better behaved once the bell rings and the few notes of the opening hymn sound.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure that's always true.
What has been your experience when the kids, those first experiences as a mom, and you brought them, they were old enough and they started acting up? What did you do?
Well, I mean, I still find that it's a struggle sometimes with my little ones who are, you know, antsy in the pew. And I'm ashamed to admit that for a long time, I think I made the mistake of trying to control their behavior rather than form their hearts. And a lot of it was about me. You know, I want to look good in the pew. I don't want them misbehaving. I also don't want them disrupting other people. You know, sometimes it's hard for the elderly to hear over kids screaming. And I'm sad to say that I think a lot of my bringing my children to Mass was about me and not them. And so I made all the mistakes that parents make, and sometimes I still make them today. On Friday, last week, I brought my 8-year-old and my 5-year-old to Mass, and they did not want to go for whatever reason. Maybe I didn't prepare them enough beforehand, but I mean, I struggled through the entire 30-minute Mass thinking, should I just leave? I didn't, and we did receive communion. I did anyway. But it was a struggle, and I know looking back in that moment on Friday, it was because I was trying to control them instead of form them. And that's not how Jesus operates with me. He's always carefully, gently calling me to something better and more, not just telling me to knock it off and straighten up, which is what I sometimes say, and then I get into trouble with my kids because they rebel.
Colleen, has it helped to give ourselves a head up by realizing that maybe the evil one's a little busier on Sunday? My kids are grown now, but they could get out the door and to school Monday through Friday, no problem. But Sundays, my goodness, the house just seemed to have an extra level of chaos built in for no particular reason. Is that the evil one maybe trying a little harder on a Sunday, and we just need to be aware of that?
I think that's a really great point that I did not realize until probably after 10 or 12 years of marriage. You know, my husband and I, again, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I offer it on the chance that it might help someone, have had our worst fights in the history of our marriage on the way to Mass. And so I think, yes, there is definitely, you know, we are in a spiritual battle, and the principalities are out there, and they want us to lose focus of what is most important, and receiving Christ on Sunday is the pinnacle of our week. So, of course, you know, the spirits that prowl about will be extra active on the mornings that we're trying to get out the door. And, you know, I know for myself, I can be oversensitive to the things my husband says in a moment of weakness, and then before you know it, we're in a full-blown World War III. So it's a great thing that you mentioned, because I have tried in the last few years to notice the spirit of negativity that might just kind of impromptly descend, and to really pray through that in the moment and ask the Holy Spirit to come in. We all say the St. Michael prayer. If in a moment where we're all fighting on the way to Mass in the van, you know, sometimes we'll say the St. Michael prayer, I'll say, in the precious name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of negativity, because I don't think that we can ever forget that we are in a spiritual battle, and we're on the winning team. God is going to win, but we can't ignore that reality. The family is under attack, for sure. So if you're going to bring your children to the heavenly banquet, the evil powers that be definitely want to try to circumvent that or make it a miserable experience.
Colleen Duggan is helping you. If you're a parent struggling with young kids at Mass, you know exactly what Colleen's going through, and we've got some solutions for you. And if you need help, we are here at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. If you're a mom or a dad of a small child and they've acted out at Mass, what have you done? Or maybe you're trying to figure out what to do. Colleen will help you out. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Have you ever not felt wanted in church because the kids were acting up? And if so, what did you do, Colleen?
Well, this is a tricky one. And I have to admit that whenever I have written about this with managing kids in Mass, it almost always goes viral for Catholic internet world, because it's such a Catholic parents feel so vulnerable, and it's a touchy area because, of course, our children should be at Mass with us. Right. But of course, sometime, yes, the answer to that question is yes. I have received constructive criticism, maybe not always delivered in the most kindly fashion, when my kids have been too loud at Mass. A priest one time reminded me at the end of Mass that I was free to use the lobby for my young kids. And I was embarrassed because I know that they had been, I was struggling the whole of Mass. I was by myself with them, and he was nice enough about it, but I definitely felt like, that was distracting for him, and he wants me at the back. And over time, one thing that has helped me, I don't know if this would help everyone, but one thing that has helped me is that I'm still called to form my children in the faith, and the best way to do that is by bringing them to the sacraments, going to the altar. And sometimes that might mean that I inconvenience other people because they're loud and distracting. We are a family. In families, we are inconvenienced by other people. Sometimes I'm inconvenienced by the cranky older person who yells at my disruptive toddler. That is part of being in the family. And so for me, it's not getting overly focused on the fact that I might be right in bringing my children to Mass, which I am, but trying to figure out a way to respond lovingly to all the people that are disrupted by my kids, or even responding lovingly to the child who's disrupting me. I'm frustrated by them. So do I want to be right to the cranky person, or do I want to be loving? And trying to consider their perspective. And sometimes that means I might have to be firm. But I also think one thing that I think about my own family in raising kids is that my kids have to learn, and I have to learn how to put up with each other. We don't always get things the way we want. And I think at Mass, that is also an invitation that can be extended, that things aren't always the way we want them, but that isn't necessarily bad. It actually can be a great formation tool, if that makes any sense.
It does. It's funny that you mentioned that, because this was not at the Vigil Mass on Saturday. The Saturday before, there was a young family, and the little girl was acting up a little bit, just a little bit. And we embrace that in our parish, absolutely embrace it, because the parish community thinks that that's her, this little girl's, that's how she is praying. And mom turned around and apologized. And I said, I was having one of those days yesterday. You should have seen me here yesterday. And she laughed. So we used some humor to diffuse the situation. Would you mind as a mom if the people around you in the pews also pitched in from time to time to help?
And I actually have written about that as well, because we have been on the receiving end of that. For years, our family friends helped us during Mass when I had, five little ones ages 8 and under. And they would sit in between my younger, my bigger kids, they would take a baby and they would teach them the prayers. And I offer my teen girls to help with the young. Our parish is 10,000 people, and we have, the place is crawling with kids. And I'm probably one of the bad ones because I'll make faces at the kids in front of us, or I'll laugh at the things that they do that is so distracting, because I can't imagine that isn't delightful to the heart of Christ, you know, that he is just as much enjoying them. And so I absolutely think that it's a beautiful thing to offer. I know that when I was on the Catholic Mom a couple weeks ago, I ran the Instagram accounts, the stories, and I polled the family, the women that were there for the day, and I asked them if the behavior of their children had ever kept them from attending Mass. And 30-some percent responded yes, it had.
Wow.
So people, and I don't know how many, you know, responded totally, but I think that that's a significant number. Because if people are feeling critiqued and like they're on the defensive, if we can offer support and, hey, come sit with me, I think your baby's adorable, or if we can hold that precious baby while the mom goes up to communion, it will make her feel wanted and loved. And don't we want that for all of our family members, to feel wanted and loved? I mean, we are a family. And the last thing we want to communicate, I think, is that someone isn't wanted, especially in this day and age where we have a, you know, egregious leak of membership in the Catholic Church.
That's a good point. With Colleen Duggan this morning, we're talking about helping you as a parent struggle with young children. And it's interesting, Colleen just mentioned, in managing the Instagram account for CatholicMom.com, that quick poll showed that roughly a third of the moms who took part in that poll said that kids misbehaving in Mass have kept them from going to Mass. Have you ever stayed home from Mass because the kids have misbehaved? 888-914-9149. Also, what do you do when the kids misbehave at Mass? 888-914-9149. As we continue with Colleen here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Have a new smart speaker?
Yes, I do.
Add Relevant Radio to your device. Listen live, listen to your favorite show whenever it fits your schedule, access our exclusive In Conversation with God podcast, the new Glenn Story Corner podcast, and more. Make your smart speaker really smart by adding Relevant Radio to it.
It's as clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
You can listen to Relevant Radio on your Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple, and Sonos devices. Learn more at relevantradio.com/smart.
Ash Wednesday is quickly approaching. Have you decided what you'll be doing this Lent? How about deepening your knowledge of the Holy Mass?
The Lenten lessons on the Mass were written by Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio.
Short and sweet daily emails each of the 40 days of Lent.
Brush up on a few things you once knew and many you didn't. Share with your friends and family.
The more you know about the Holy Mass, the more you'll appreciate its beauty.
Sign up to receive the daily emails at relevantradio.com/Lent.
These emails are free to receive. Sign up now and you'll review your first Lenten lesson email on March 6th, Ash Wednesday.
If you already signed up last year, you're all set to receive them this year. If not, sign up for Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons on the Mass at relevantradio.com/Lent. Accompanying you on your Lenten journey, on the air, app, website, and your email inbox. This is Relevant Radio. If you donated to Relevant Radio last year, thank you. We recently mailed to you your 2018 Summary of Giving. In that letter, you'll find a newly designed oval Relevant Radio bumper sticker. It's removable.
Oh, would you look at that?
Now you can evangelize with your bumper and change lives while you drive. Don't have a Relevant Radio bumper sticker? Request one. Email your name and full address, to info@relevantradio.com. info@relevantradio.com.
Hi, this is Father Rich Simon of Father Simon Says, and Lent is coming up at breakneck speed. Reading Monday from the Book of Sirach says, to the penitent God provides a way back. You know, to the penitent. We're going to discuss what that means. Good preparation for Lent. 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you. Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. If you're a mom or a dad, has this ever happened to you, especially if you have little kids? They're behaving well, you get to Mass, and then all of a sudden it's like a switch got turned on, and they're not behaving well. What has happened to you when that's gone on? Colleen Duggan, the author of Good Enough is Good Enough, Confessions of an Imperfect Catholic Mom, is with us today talking about the experience with her five kids as well. 888-914-9149. We begin with Christine in Chicago this morning. Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
How many kids do you have, Christine? And has this ever happened to you at Mass?
Absolutely. I have two kids. My youngest is a year and my oldest is five. And I just had a quick question. A lot of my Catholic mom friends talk about leaving the church to go to like the local Protestant concert type church where they're all dancing and partying over there. And I just am like almost at a loss of words. I've tried so many different responses, and I wanted to hear your thoughts and what else I could say to say, come back. Don't leave our church. We love you guys.
Colleen, what's your advice?
Well, I empathize with the, you don't want your family members to leave something so precious to you.
Yes.
But one thing I have found when I'm talking to, I deal with a lot of young moms, is I ask them, what it is that is attractive, and I really try to listen to what it is they're saying instead of convincing them of my argument about why they shouldn't leave. There's time for that, but first to truly understand what it is that they are attracted to. Is it that they feel judged? Is it, you know, by the people in the pews around them? Is it that they feel really vulnerable because they know their kids misbehave and they don't really know how to correct that? Or is it because they really don't sense of, a feeling of community amongst the people around them, amongst the other moms? And so what is it that is so attractive about those neighboring churches? What about their welcome is so appealing? And then for myself, once I understand what it is, There's two things. It's to look at, is there something that I can do feasibly in my own church to solve that problem? So for us, when I came to our parish, you know, almost 10 years ago now, there it was a 10,000 person parish and there was no moms group. Mothers can change the world. And that was completely baffling to me. And so one thing that was really on my heart over the years was we have to get a women's group organized so that when these young moms come into the church, they see this group of women who are willing to step up and pitch it when there's a need. And so I think sometimes Catholics just kind of freak out because they're like, oh, no, people are leaving, people aren't leaving. But we don't pivot necessarily quick enough to try to help those members. And so how can we create community that the women are experiencing it within the communities of our Protestant brothers and sisters? I think that's a real need that we have as Catholics. And the Protestants, for whatever reason, have really, you know, kind of really seized the day on that, and we could learn from them on how to do that. So I also think that when people see the love that we have for our faith and the love that how the Eucharist is so vital to our very being, that we communicate a message without ever having to say a word. So if your friends are able to see the light and the love of Christ in you with the practice of your faith, that without even any kind of dialogue is going to communicate a message so profound, I think it will reduce the need for heated debates. Now, I'm not saying never say the truth. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying live in such a way that people question what it is you have and how they can get it.
Great question, Christine. Thank you. 888-914-9149. Helping you as parents deal with kids who act up at Mass. 888-914-9149. Nancy's in Sacramento listening to Relevant Radio 1620. Hi, Nancy. Welcome. You're on with Colleen.
Good morning.
I've been a mom for about 34 years, and we have seven children, so I've had some experience in this. There have been times when, of course, our kids have acted up at Mass, and I've left Mass, and I think what my take on this is that my primary vocation is a mother, and I have to be sensitive to my children, and there are days when they're just not having it, and so I need to know that I need to be sensitive to them and, you know, just say, okay, today we're not going to be here today. You know, as much as I'd like to be at daily Mass, it's not working for them, whatever reason, they're out of sorts, or maybe they're about to get sick. I don't know what the deal is. And, you know, and we go because I need to know I'm not going to bring them and have them act up at the expense of everyone else being at Mass and being a disruption.
I think that's a beautiful point. It makes me think, you know, are we drill sergeants or are we mothers and fathers? And sometimes I'll let you know that I've been a drill sergeant many times. And, you know, perhaps even like I was saying on Friday, that was part of my problem, is that I wasn't really willing to let go of my own agenda. And so I think that's very wise. You can see 34 years of mothering right there has paid off because, you know, as a parent, I think you're right. We should respond to the needs of our children. And sometimes, you know, I love that an acronym, HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. You know, that's a good thing to think about with regard to our children. You know, are they able to do this daily Mass right now, given the life conditions that we're facing? And a lot of times, yes, the answer is yes, but sometimes it might be maybe not. And our part of our vocation is, I think, dying to ourselves, dying to what we want. And of course, I would love to be at daily Mass all the time. Mm-hmm. That would be what's best for me. But I do think, given, you know, the nature of our children and their ages and their developmental stages, sometimes that isn't always possible. So I think right. It is wise to consider those factors and not necessarily have that be a reflection on our Catholics, you know, on our status as Catholic parents, you know. Mm-hmm. Are we in the A team of Catholic parenting?
I like that. I like that. As long as you don't dress like Mr. T at Mass, then you're okay.
I'll leave my gold chains at home.
That's good. Yeah. We appreciate that, Colleen. Colleen Duggan today on What Do You Do When the Kids Are Struggling at Mass and Misbehaving, 888-914-9149. Here's the perspective of an usher, Terrence, in Winter Park, Florida. Terrence, good morning. What do you do as an usher when that happens?
Well, hello. My attitude as an usher is, if there's a little boy talking up in Mass, hey, he may someday be a priest. The older people are not going to be priests. So that's my attitude as an usher. But as a parent, what I did was I realized that you're only going to get about 5 minutes of quiet out of the children, so you don't want to waste it at the initial 5 minutes of waiting for Mass to start. So I would, throughout the Mass, be talking to the child, whispering in the ear, I see something on fire. Do you see something on fire? And, oh, there's a candle. Okay, so the child points. I would engage closely, so it was a warm, almost cuddly time. It was a warm, close time during Mass, and then try to get them to be quiet for the high point of the Mass. And again, the rest of the time, engagement. You wouldn't necessarily walk out with an understanding of the homily, but the kids would have a close association, a warm feeling about what church was. And the kids went to Mass through their 20s, and they're now in their 30s. And still going to Mass. And those perspectives I offer on that.
Awesome idea, Terrence. Thank you so much. Michelle in Lake Bluff, Illinois. Michelle, what do you do as a mom when the kids are misbehaving? We've got about 90 seconds.
Hi. Real quick, when my kids were getting to the toddler age, when it was just impossible for me to even get anything out of the Mass when they were, you know, disruptive, my husband and I, a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times we would go to separate Masses and just leave the kids at home because I really felt like, you know, I needed the Mass more than they needed it at that point. And then, you know, when they were younger, we would take them and then we would, you know, stay in the, you know, regular church part until they would get, you know, if they would get unruly or whatever, then we would take them back to, you know, the back of the church or whatever. But that way we weren't interrupting other people or they weren't interrupting other people.
Sure.
And we could still focus on getting what we needed out of the Mass.
Great ideas, Michelle. And Colleen, thank you for stimulating a great conversation. Colleen has written about this, about helping you as parents struggling with young children. We'll share her article up on our Morning Air Facebook page. Colleen is the author of Good Enough is Good Enough, Confessions of an Imperfect Catholic Mom. You hear her here on Relevant Radio and also read her in Catholic Digest and Creative Catechist and CatholicMom.com and a number of other online Catholic resources. Colleen, thank you. Come back again soon and hugs to all the kids.
I would love that. Thank you so much.